Cape Talk. Pippa's on Twitter.
You can tweet her at PJC Hudson.
On to something a little bit more contemporary. Our featured artist today, a young singer-songwriter who may have been born in New York but was raised and educated here in Cape Town, and in fact is still studying towards her honours in molecular and cell biology at UCT. I know that's a lot of work for that degree, but somehow she's found the time to start churning out singles on the side, and they're doing remarkably well, not just here in South Africa, but also receiving some quite significant international airplay. She's only 21 years old. I don't know how she juggles all of this, but let's find out. Isla Sutherland is her name. It's a great pleasure to have you with us on Cape Talk today. Isla, welcome.
Hello, hi.
Tell us a little bit more about your musical influences. I believe you started playing guitar when you were roughly 12 years old, and that you were also a very keen singer in your school days. Has it been something that's always just been a huge part of your life from your early childhood?
Yes. I can remember... I think before I started wanting to sing, I wanted to play the guitar first. Mm-hmm. So I started playing guitar when I was 12, and then I realized I really like singing as well, and I always learned them together at the same time.
Okay.
And then when I got to high school, I joined the chamber choir and got training through that classically. And then when I started university at UCT, I decided that I wanted to carry it on, even though I was also doing a Bachelor of Science. And so I actually went to an open mic night, and then it all started from there, and I was able to meet other musicians and just gain confidence in that way.
So, I mean, it's one thing to show up at an open mic night and say, well, this is me, this is my voice, and find the courage to step up and sing. It's quite another, though, to produce radio-ready tracks, as you've done. Isla, I know your debut single, Break the Fall, came out last year. And, I mean, you wrote that yourself. You've composed and written this track, performed it, and it's been playing not just here in South Africa, but I believe also in the US and Australia. Were you surprised, taken aback, delighted, terrified by the success that track had?
It was the first song I ever released. I mean, I've been writing songs ever since I can remember, but it was the first song I had the confidence to release, and I was quite taken aback by the recognition that it got. And I think people could relate to the lyrics a lot, because I released it kind of during COVID, and the song is about being in a long distance relationship. And I think a lot of people were forced to be away from people they loved.
Absolutely. Okay, that makes a lot of sense. You've also done an electronic dance track with a local DJ, Michael Sutton, and now you've got your new pop sort of pop-themed single out called Make It On My Own, which we're going to play out the show with today. I mean, you're moving at quite a pace. Isla, how are you juggling all of this with still studying for an honours degree in a quite complex field? Are you sort of seeing the music as a sideline, something you do for your own enjoyment, or are you sitting there going, maybe this is something I need to take on as a full-time career, and the science becomes the sideline? I mean, where's your mind at right now?
Oh, yeah. I'm actually talking to you from the labs at UCT at the moment. So I think it's just, I think balance is key. Mm. So I try and do music whenever I can. In between collecting samples, I'll be doing interviews. And and I've got a gig tonight. And I think if I didn't do music, I wouldn't. I think music is a way to actually help me study better.
Really?
And it keeps me sane, I think. If I just focus on university, I think it's awesome to have both at the same time.
I'm so glad that you're able to make it work. Isla, where's your gig tonight? If listeners like the track, where should they be driving to come and hear you in person?
It's a private gig.
Okay.
But it's at Element House, hotel. Yeah. Beautiful.
Okay, you do keep some beautiful company, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. Isla, okay, well then, if our listeners like the track we're about to play, where do we send them to find your previous singles and to keep their eyes open for more to come in the future?
Well, my Instagram is islamusic.official, and I usually share the upcoming gigs and where I'll be playing. And also, my music is all on Spotify, on Apple Music, and all the major streaming platforms as well. So my artist name is just Isla, ISLA, in capital letters.
Isla Sutherland, we'll let you get back to the lab, but thanks for making time to chat to us today and share some of the backstory behind the brand new track. It's just been released this past Friday. It's called Make It On My Own.